protection from Rome. And if you're, in my mind, if you're going to understand these verses clearly, you need to take them in sections. So I want to read verse 23 and 24. It says, "And after the league made with him, he shall work deceitfully, for he shall come up and shall become strong with a small people. He shall enter peaceably, even upon the fattest places of the province, and he shall do that which his fathers have not done, nor his fathers' fathers. He shall scatter among them the prey and spoil and riches. Yea, he shall forecast his devices against the strongholds, even for a time." And what I would suggest, and Uriah Smith doesn't say it this way, but it's in agreement with Uriah Smith, is that these two verses are giving us the starting point of the league with the Jews that Rome made in 161. So it places us back in the history of the previous verses. And then it begins to describe the characteristics of Rome. And the characteristics of Rome earlier in the book of Daniel is that this fourth kingdom would be different. And one of the differences that all the pioneer commentators bring out is that Babylon, Medo-Persia, and Greece conquered through their military might. And Rome conquered through its military might as well, but Rome also conquered through what I'll call politics. They formed leagues, and it starts right here in verse 23 with the league they formed with the Jews. They made agreements with countries to be their protector, like they were watching over Egypt, we've seen earlier, to protect the young king of Egypt. They formed a league with Greece to protect Greece from the Macedonians and the Assyrians. And they took control of countries through politics and military might. And this was one of the differences of this fourth kingdom. And it becomes strong, verse 23, with a small people. They began as a small people, but also if you're going to conquer a country by signing a truce with it, a peace treaty that ultimately brings that country under your control, you don't need a large army. You just need a diplomatic corps. And of course, this is some of the characteristics of the fourth kingdom that carries on in the second phase of the fourth kingdom. But in verse 24, it's simply carrying on this description. It says, he'll enter peaceably upon the fattest places of the province. Some of the places, like when it took control of Greece, it was through peaceable measures. And he'll do what his fathers have not done, nor his fathers' fathers. And this is saying that, according to Uriah Smith and others, that Alexander the Great, or the Medes and the Persians, or the Babylons, being the fathers, or the great